yes we can. President Obama, you do not have to be perfect. I trust that you are a public servant, steady as Abraham Lincoln, ready as Martin Luther King, is the spirit that you bring. And we vow to uphold you through these tricky times, keep you safe in our hearts and informed with our minds. And we will uphold each other, we won't divide and attack. There is no going back, there is no going back, there is no. Yes, we can. 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 Victory was ours, and you were the first to say it. I'm just so excited about the show today. I don't even know what to do.
It is surprisingly good. Not that we don't think all of our shows are good, but this one's surprisingly good.
Surprisingly awesome.
And it took
awesome.
Some thought.
It actually
to
did.
Accomplish.
We actually put a lot of time into the show. You are currently listening to
All Awesome in Your Ears
on
CITR
101.9 FM. I am Mbot, a.k.a. Snuffleupagus.
You are a little bit of a Snuffleupagus, hey?
Yeah.
And I'm Sbot. That's it.
A.k.a.
A.k.a. I just moved this morning. What? I'm tired.
A.k.a. Movesbot.
Total Movesbot. 6 a.m. Movesbot.
Snufflebot and Movesbot. those are our identities for today. Welcome to the show.
Yeah. Hi, everybody. Welcome back.
Hi. Transmission 19.
Next one, 20.
I know, we're almost in the 20s.
Jeez.
So soon.
I like how every show we're like, what?
What a milestone.
No, yeah, what a milestone. What a total milestone.
I think we should just get into the show because it's so good.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's see if we can get all the way through it.
Okay, we're going to try and barrel through, which I think we can do.
I think we can do it too.
Okay, so this is Transmission 19.
This is the title that we came up with. Dan Deacon to Dan Deacon in 10 easy steps.
A full circuit exploration.
Really, what? Obviously, we need to explain it.
Yeah, a little bit.
Really, what it was, we just tried to come up. It was like 6 degrees of separation attempted, where we were going to take one artist and then we were going to
link it
to another artist by the end of the show. But then we were like, let's try to do a full circle and bring it back to Dan Deacon.
Yeah.
Which is what we're starting with.
Yeah.
Also.
And we did it.
We totally did it. We totally did it. And they're not even that far-fetched. I feel like it's pretty smooth.
I think it's pretty smooth. It's going to be great. It's going to be a little... We have a very eclectic show.
Yeah.
But it's going to be awesome. Yeah. Everything's really good. Yeah. Okay, so let's just start.
Should we do it?
I guess I worked on the first half, mm-hmm. so you'll be listening to Snufflebot for the first little bit.
That's okay.
And Sbot will make comments.
And typically speaking, we'd play 2-song sets, but given the show, given the content of the show, we'll just be going song, us talking, song, us talking.
Yeah. Okay. So let's get started. So as the title says, we're starting with Dan Deegan. We're going to start with his, not his latest album, which is coming out very soon.
Yeah, March 24th it comes out.
But we're going to start with the one just before that and where we get our program intro from.
Yeah, I you know what? I feel like Dan Deegan's like special to us. That's why he gets
a full circuit this, exploration.
Exactly, yeah. A full circuit exploration.
Okay, so this album is called Spider-Man of the Rings, and we've played lots of stuff off it before, and we're just going to do it again because it's so awesome. We're going to just start the show off with The Crystal Cat, which is, I think, the first Dan Deegan song that I heard because I watched the video before we went to the concert.
I think I was like, you need to watch this video. And then, I think I watched it at your house, actually.
Yeah, you totally did. And then we went to the show, and it was amazing. Yeah. Not like immediately after. Like,
but it's one of the best. It's probably one of the funnest shows I've ever been to.
Oh, yeah.
Without a doubt.
And perhaps one of the funnest shows you will be going to, because he's coming again.
Oh, yes.
On April 16th. I already have my tickets.
Me as well. I'd advise you out there just to buy a ticket. Even if you don't know what to expect, just buy tickets.
It'll be the best show you've ever gone to. You'll get a workout.
You'll get a workout.
Okay, well, let's just get started. Here is Dan Deegan with The Crystal Cat off of Spider-Man of the Rings. This is link number one. so good.
The best.
The best.
Man, that album doesn't get old either. It's so good.
You could listen to that album over and over, and still as awesome as the first time I heard it.
It is really good.
If not more awesome, because I have the memories of how awesome the show was.
And the DVD to prove it.
And the DVD to prove it, which we will explain more about later.
We certainly will.
Okay, so that was Dan Deacon and the track Crystal Cat off of Spider-Man of the Rings. So this is, or we're going to link it to the next band.
That was the kickoff.
Link number one. Okay, so Dan Deacon is on the record label Car Park Records with Beach House. There we go. That's our next link.
Crazy.
Beach House. They just played recently in Vancouver.
Yeah, they did play.
I didn't go.
They played with Johnny and the Moon, actually.
Oh, I love Johnny and the Moon.
I know.
They're from Victoria.
I was going to go to it, but...
Well, geez, I could have totally linked that. Oh, well.
Next show.
Johnny and the Moon was great. Didn't we see them play... Didn't they open for Sunset Rubdown? Yeah. Man, we could have...
There's a lot.
We're just going to leave it.
We're just inventing shows as we're going.
We're just going to leave it. We're going to go with the show we have, which is Beach House next.
What's the name? What's the label?
Car Park.
Oh, right.
What an eclectic label, hey? Very eclectic. I feel like a lot of the labels that we're using to link things are quite...
Also, I know that Dan Deacon stuck with that label for the next album, even though he got offers from everybody.
They were there from the beginning.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's Car Park Records. This album is Beach House's latest album, which is called Devotion. And the track I'm going to be playing is called D-A-R-L-I-N-G. That spells darling, for those of you who didn't pick that up.
But doesn't read that way.
I know this song from somewhere, and it's driving me crazy because I cannot figure out where it is.
And Bot's sure it was me, and it's not.
I'm sure it was S-Bot, but he denies it.
I'm like, I've never even heard this song before.
Fine. Anyways, this is the next link. So let's just play it. This is Beach House, and I'm just going to say darling because I don't want to spell it out again. Okay.
Oh,
lovely.
That was lovely.
It's quite a departure from Dan Deacon.
Yeah, sure. It was soothing. I said it reminded me a little bit of the bar where everyone goes to in Twin Peaks, where sometimes that like bleach blonde, sultry singers.
I agree.
Where major things go down.
I agree. I totally agree. And sometimes there's a giant and sometimes there's a midget also in the bar.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And sometimes Agent Cooper finds out who killed Laura Palmer.
Don't even go there.
That's what it was. That was the scene.
It is. That does sound a little bit like that. That was Beach House with their track Darling off of Devotion. Yeah. I'm so excited. I just want to keep going.
Let's do it. Let's move on.
We're doing really fast.
We're doing it faster than we should be.
Should we slow down?
Should we be talking more? Mm-mm. This will be the one time when people are listening, they're like, Just play music.
Just play music. Why are you guys talking so much?
Maybe if we have time left over, we'll try to do another link.
Maybe on the seat of our pants. By the seat of our pants.
On the seat.
The link is right here on my left butt cheek.
I'm so tired.
I'm so sick. Good. Great. So we're going to link Beach House to this next band, which is Explosions in the Sky. And their link is they are playing a show on March 21st in Austin with Explosions in the Sky.
Booyah.
That's how it links up. I could have linked it. Beach House is also playing at...
Hey, you know what?
What?
In Austin?
What?
I wonder if it's with the South by Southwest Festival.
I don't think so.
Really?
I think it's...
Because it's happening on March 2.
I think it's separate, though.
Okay.
Because it was, like, only billed as those two.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
But they're playing Sasquatch, are they not?
I feel like everybody's playing Sasquatch.
Yeah, this is true. Let's just say I didn't use Sasquatch because I knew it would be too easy.
Oh. That's maybe going to hurt me in the future, but we'll keep on going.
It's not. It's a different festival. Okay. So that's our link from Beach House to Explosions in the Sky. Which would be a very mellow show. Probably the most mellow show.
Yeah. I feel like Beach House puts you out. For the count.
Explosion in the Sky also is sleepy time music.
Well, it's good that we linked them together then.
Great. Which is weird because I usually have all the fast music and you do today.
It is strange, actually. I got some crazy stuff. Whatever. You know?
Whatever. Sometimes we gotta switch places. Yeah. Okay, so I'm gonna stop yabbering. Yabbering is not a word at
yabbering.
All.
No, yabbering's good. I like it.
Okay. This is a track called What Do You Go Home To? And it's off of All of a Sudden I Miss Everyone. And it's a very special song to me. I did a play in the Fringe this summer, and we choreographed our whole entire beginning sequence to this song, and then 2 days before we went on tour decided that it was too art wanky, so we re-choreographed it to a Matmos song. But it's great,
which is also kind of art wanky in a different way,
in a more cool
way. In a cooler way.
So here's Explosions in the Sky with What Do You Go Home To.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was great.
Isn't that a great track?
I really liked it a lot.
Such a good track. So that was Explosions in the Sky, and that track was What Do You Go Home To off of All of a Sudden I Miss Everyone. So we realize we are actually talking too much. So I'm just going to keep going.
Rarely is it the other way around. This is the one time.
This is the one time we were wrong. And we were wrong. So let's just keep going. So Explosions in the Sky, they're on, their European distributor is the label Bella Union. And also on Bella Union is another amazing American band by the name of Midlake.
Midlake,
which I feel like I learned about through SBOT from the CD. The mix CD you made me many year ago.
What was it called?
It was really long, but it was, I think it was a mix for NMGs.
Oh, that's right.
Which are nerdy movie / music guys and girls.
Slash gals.
Which I also feel like the Beach House song is on, but maybe...
It's not. Trust me, it's not.
We're going to check this when we get into the car. So we're going to play actually the song that was on that mix CD that you made me.
It's a great one.
It's Young Bride off of The Trials of Van Occupanther.
Oh my God. You know what?
What?
You know why we're like, have we maybe played this on the show before? It's because I played this song on your show in Victoria.
Oh yeah.
I totally did because I couldn't remember how to say the name of the album. And you're like, just say it. And I'm like, Van Occupanther?
Back in the day when I had a show in Victoria and you came and guest starred on it.
That's right. Oh, this is another false.
My mind is blown.
Oh, I totally forgot about that. Okay.
That's amazing. I'm so stoked that we figured that out. Okay, well let's listen to it. This is Young Bride from Midlake.
Yeah.
Midlake.
We're back. Midlake.
That was Young Bride off of The Trials of Van Occupanther. We're going to make a huge jump next.
It is a big one.
A huge jump. So Midlake, they are on World's Fair Records. Mm-hmm. Or one of their distributors is World's Fair Records, who also produce this series called Fabric Live. And Fabric Live are live DJ sets recorded at the London club Fabric. And one of these recordings featured Caspa and Rusko. I don't know how to pronounce that. So I'm going to say it like that. Rusko. Caspa, who is actually playing tonight at the Lotus Lounge here in Vancouver. But you have to be there right now to get in, pretty much.
That seems like a crazy small venue for him, though.
Yeah, and it's going to be, like, packed in there. Okay. And he, yeah. Anyways, he's playing tonight, but we're not going to link that. That was just for your information. If you wanted to stop listening right now and go to the show, which I understand. We're going to link Midlake to Rusko, who... yeah, that's how
that is it.
That's the link. That's the link. And this track is not on that Fabric Live recording. It's just a new track, I guess. It's called C'est la vie, and I found it on the internet.
That sounds good.
So
we're going for something that sounds like Fleetwood Mac to whatever the heck this sounds like.
So like dub, a really heavy dub.
Electro-dub.
All right, so here's Rusko and the track C'est la vie. Craziest leap from Midlake ever. All right, great.
Hungry. We got no meat or dairy products in our fridge, dog, and I'm hungry. What are we going to do? Delicious vegan recipes baked fresh every week with your favorite bands on Let's Get Baked with Matt and Dave. It's the finest radio baking program available. Tune in and bake along. You won't be disappointed. Hey, dog, are you hearing this? This is a really good idea, dog.
Mondays from 3 to 4 p.m. on CITR in Vancouver.
Let's get baked with Matt and Dave. Eat some good food, too.
That's
awesome.
A good ad. That was a whim to pick that one, and it worked out well.
Totally.
Worked out in our favor.
So if you are just tuning in, you are listening to...
All Awesome
in Your Ears.
It's like, is that not what we're supposed to say there?
No, it's fine.
You really made me doubt.
No, I kind of like, I don't know why I didn't start.
We just talked about this.
I'm MBOD.
And I'm SBOD.
And this is CITR
101.9 FM.
We're going to keep barreling through.
We're going to see. Yeah, we're going to see if we can actually do this.
Just a reminder, this show is called Dan Deacon to Dan Deacon in 10 Easy Steps.
A full circuit exploration.
We're just playing 6 degrees of separation with bands and trying to get from Dan Deacon to Dan Deacon.
Back to Dan Deacon again.
You just heard Rusko and the track C'est la vie, which was luckily very short.
It was, yeah, that worked in our favor also.
It did. And now it's S-Bot's
turn. Yeah, this is the stuff that I researched to try to get back to Dan Deacon.
Let's do it.
All right, we're going to try to plow through this. So, upon researching, Rusko does like a ton of remixes, and one of the remixes he did was of Kid Sister's Pro Nails, which is like a ridiculous track, but it's like probably the first time we're going to play anything. One and only time we'll play anything like this probably on the show.
Get ready.
You're going to love it.
And go ahead.
I was going to say, if you guys get a chance, please watch the video. It's pretty awesome.
Sweet. Doesn't it feature Kanye West?
It sure does. and dancing fingers.
Awesome.
Break dancing fingers, I should say.
Awesome.
Anyways, yes. This is not the remix, but this is the original track. So it's...
What album is this track off of?
Yeah, it's Dream Date is the name of the album. And this track is Pro Nails by Kid Sister. And that's my link.
Whoop.
Got a toes done up with a fingernails match. Got a toes done up with a fingernails match. Got a toes done up with a fingernails match. Both toes done up with a fingernails match. Got a toes done up with a fingernails match. Got a toes done up with a fingernails match. Got a toes done up with a fingernails match. Both toes done up with a fingernails match.
Check it out, up, rock your body, make a knock-knock when you're partying, take a break in the audience, see your footwork break and start again, I'm looking sharp, you can't compete with the chant, steady flicking, I'm holding down that lake, you're a wreck, hey, brass stones all in their face, gold charms and paper chase, talk smack from around the way, gotta put these tenions in their place, I ain't rocking no stupid face, ain't tripping, I juke all day, I ain't slipping, cause either way, when I hit the block, all the people say,
with a fingernails match, you got a toes done up. With a fingernails match, got a toes done up. With a fingernails match, you toes done up.
Yo, this jam and I'm on it. It's an anthem. Who is that in the phantom? Please, no cameras. They gon' have me on concrete loop in my pajamas. To hide the goods, I would need pants big as hammers. I be tipping them dancers, they be saying I'm handsome. I was pretty before the dough, but now I'm just a man. You remind me of my old chick on that 84. Oh, did you see the way she got her toes did?
Got her toes done up with a fingernails match. Got her toes done up with a fingernails match. Got her toes done up with a fingernails match. Toes done up with a fingernails match.
Girls be so thirsty, thirsty. Fast forward to the end of my song and say third, verse me, verse me. Whenever I hit the block, I see tricks try, rehearse me, hearse me. From manicure sets to silky weed, they be so grimy, nasty, bogus, turfy,
Johnny dirty.
Uh-oh, show dig, you ain't slick, nah, let the pioneer blast my face. Wait a minute, hold up, bubble letters on my butt, they get. Oops, up I go, nails like gold, acrylic face, taco go. Cups on my back, the paint on my toes, stay fresh, cause it comes from the go.
Soul's burned up, with a fingernails patch, you got a toes burned up. With a fingernails match, got a toes done up. With a fingernails match, toes done up. With a fingernails match,
jump out yourself. You can be from that sound, girl. Get on the floor, rip it down and dance more. When this comes through, better hold on to who you and you. For flirtations, I can't help myself. I'm thick than I always. My name is Kisses. I drink palm sign and sip on the OE. So enough of this, the end of fire.
All right.
That I cannot believe we just played that song.
You know what? Honestly, I really like that song. I think it's totally fun. I love it.
I think it's funny that you like that song. There are breakdancing fingers. You need to watch this
video. It is
a
really good video. Maybe I was sold on that more so than anything else. Anyways, that was just Pro Nails by Kid Sister from the album Dream Date. Okay, moving on. Next link. This one's a little bit of a stretch, I'm not going to lie. But I did it anyways, because that's the only way I could get off Kid Sister.
It's okay, I did Midlake to Risco, so.
But you know what?
That one really threw us for a loop.
Fair enough. It's a pretty eclectic show when it comes down to it. So anyways, Kid Sister is going to be playing in the upcoming South by Southwest Music and Media Festival in Austin, Texas. And she is sharing a stage, though be it not on the same day, but she is sharing a stage there with Max Tundra, which is my next link.
Ugh,
right to Max Tundra.
I'm so excited for this track.
This is a great track. It's really good. It's called Orphaned, and it's off of his latest album, Parallax Air Behead You, which is a mouthful. But let's get right to it. It sounds nothing like Kid Sister, but it does sound awesome. So enjoy.
Thank you.
All right. Max Tundra.
So good.
That's great.
So good. I am listening to this whole album.
The whole album's awesome. It's super glitchy, but it has, like I was saying, but it has like vocals in it, which is like kind of throws you off because it's somewhat traditional songwriting, but then with these like crazy glitchy sounds in the background.
I love it.
It's good. Anyways, that was Orphaned by Max Tundra off of his latest album, Parallax Air Behead You. Okay, moving on. This is my next link. Max Tundra is currently on Domino Records, and a band which just got signed to Domino Records for the release of their new album, which will be called, I think it's pronounced Beat Orca, is The Dirty Projectors.
Woo!
And The Dirty Projectors are so good. I haven't heard anything off the new album. It hasn't been released yet. There might be a single or two, but I haven't heard them. But their Rise Above album, which is like a reinterpretation of Black Flag's Rise Above, is amazing. So we're going to play a track off of that. It's the title track, and it is Rise Above. Here's Dirty Projectors.
Satisfaction. You
Hey. Okay, that was just Rise Above by the Dirty Projectors. And the next link is this. This is a simple one, and it's going to be fast. The Dirty Projectors toured last year with Ponytail. It's simple, so simple.
Great. So sometimes simple. They don't have to be complicated.
Sometimes they're just links. So simple, just like that. Yeah, so this is Ponytail. This is the track Beg Waves from their album Ice Cream Spiritual. Enjoy. That is a kick-ass track.
A great track.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good because it doesn't really go anywhere. It's just good.
Amazing.
Just
solid goodness the whole way through.
So that was just Beg Waves by Ponytail from the album Ice Cream Spiritual. And this is where it all comes together.
I'm getting a little love. My nose is pressed up against the mic. We're getting some love.
I'm getting a hug too.
Oh, we're getting some love from Maxwell. Who's coming up next? with Mondo Trasho.
I am, and then I'm going to be at the Bourbon.
Oh.
And if you guys want to call in, I'll put you on the guest list. 604-822-2487.
Look at that.
It's you.
So we're going to finish off our full circuit Dan Deacon to Dan Deacon in 10 easy steps.
This is how we're going to do it.
And then we're gonna put on a song and fade it out when Maxwell is set up.
All right. That was just Ponytail. This is crazy. This actually kind of blew my mind.
This blew my mind,
when it came down to it. But the drummer of Ponytail, who kind of was the highlight of that song, let's be honest, he is also the drummer in this Jimmy Roche pronounced? Who's based out of Baltimore. He's on Wham City. And he does the video accompaniment for the Ultimate Reality Tour, which happened last year. Yeah. With Dan Deacon.
And let me
Which is to Dan Deacon. Ultimate Reality, the video itself is to a Dan Deacon song.
And P.S., Ultimate Reality is actually just a bunch of Arnold Schwarzenegger videos edited together.
With two drummers. Oh, mood lighting. With two drummers on the stage as it's playing in front of it, one of which is in Ponytail.
There are Christmas lights up now.
This is a wild party.
So that was the craziest link ever.
But we did it. And that's it.
We did it. So we're going to play Dan Deacon to Dan Deacon. Yeah. Let's introduce the last song that we're going to play.
Okay. So this is, we started with old Dan Deacon. This is brand new Dan Deacon. It's called Get Older from the upcoming album Broomst, which is released later this month.
Great. So I've been MBOT.
And I'm SBOT.
And this has been All Awesome in your ears. Here's some Dan Deacon.
Hi, guys.
everybody. We're having the best jazz party ever in here. That's right. All Awesome in Your Ears is just about wrapped up. And it's time for Mondo Trash It with Maxwell, your host. That's me. And we've got the lovely Miss Cash in the studio. We're just saying goodbye to M-Bot and S-Bot. We've got some beautiful Christmas lights up. And we're having a great time. I'm so excited because I'm about to go and play the bourbon. And I'm so fucking happy. So we've got great stuff tonight. We've got a fantastic experience. I've got tickets to go party at the Bourbon later tonight. I've got tickets to Said the Whale and Pop Levi to give away. So you get to pick one of those. Let's see. You know what? Caller number 3 is going to get those. The number is 604-822-2487. Pick one, Said the Whale, Friday, March 6th at the Biltmore Cabaret, and Pop Levi, Sunday, March 8th at the Media Club. And we're going to start the dance party right now! Oh my god, I'm having such a great time. I hope you guys are having a great time, too. Remember, the number is 604-822-2487 if you want to win tickets to either Said the Whale or Pop Levi. I'm Maxwell.